This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cookin' with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Off to the kitchen now. Paula McIntyre is there to make crespelle with beef ragu and cheese sauce.
Yes, so pancakes with mince and cheese. Right. That's the translation. Everything sounds better in Italian.
It really does. It really does, I have to say. I tried a pancake. I mean, this is an annual thing. Every year I start pancake and I kind of make the first one, make a mess of the first one, and then think, by the time you've got you're in your groove and you've got your stuff together, and you think, why do we not do this all the time? Why do we not make pancakes all the time?
Because you always mess up the first one.
The
don't
first
you?
One, you may as well just tip it in the bin first of all. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, but so these are crepes. I mean, you know, Pancake Tuesday, you can make the nice fluffy, you know, pancakes as well. But just for this recipe, you need to do, and I think the whole thing about these crepes is that you're tossing them too, which is good fun,
okay,
isn't it?
Just before you go on then, the big fat fluffy ones, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. Is it just baking powder or something?
Baking soda. So they've got soda and buttermilk, and that they react together, and the eggs, and then you're cooking them in the pan. So my recipe here is plain flour. There's no raisin agent. Eggs, I put sort of milk and then a bit of water, you know, use whole milk and then a bit of water as well, and then whisk that all up, a bit of salt, and then some melted butter or oil. But you know, but I quite like the melted butter.
I like the idea of the melted butter. You see, this is the thing, and this is why you need to have a recipe. Did none of that, just thought, woke up one morning during the week and thought, do you know what, I'm going to make pancakes. Never looked at a recipe. Never really made a... You know, it's not like I have a traditional old family recipe that Mama handed down over the years. Nothing like it. And the first one, I'm not joking to you, the first one turned out like a frisbee. It was pure solid. Didn't, you know, thick as, you know, it could be, but just straight to the bin.
I think, but once you, you know, like this recipe, I nearly, because I've made it that many times, You know the consistency, you know what it looks like, and I think that's the thing. But just for the first couple of times, use the scales. That's what they were invented for. It's about consistency. And just, John, we've had this conversation before. I hope you know about you not weighing things, and I'm not. It's not the first time, to be honest with you.
It's not, and it's that. No, it's the same with going places where you go, I know where you are. I know where you're going. Not at all. I don't need to. Don't need that sat nav thing. I'll be there. I'll see you at 4 o'clock, and then at 3:50, you're going, oh, actually, I don't know where you are. It's just pride.
I need sat nav in a hotel, to be honest with you. But that's my sense of direction.
Well, that's the kind of hotels you're staying in. Obviously, that says a lot about that. So you get your flour and your
flour,
eggs, and milk, water,
milk. That's it. Whisk it all together. If you know, just whisk it and don't worry about the, you know, you give it a good whisk, you know, give it a good bit of elbow, and then you'll not have any lumps in it. Let it rest for a wee minute. Now, at the moment, I have got a pump and a non-stick pan on, and you can get special crepe pans with a wee sort of the narrow, or the, you know, like not a deep edge on them.
They're
flat, you know. So I did have one at one stage, but I think I left it somewhere. But anyway, if anybody finds
a
crepe pan.
I wonder, was that mate? Is that the one that's in our house? There's one in our house, and it's kind of, but it's so thin, it's kind of raised up a wee bit in the middle. So when if you don't pour it properly, then you get
I don't
you
think
get like
that's
a pullman kind of thing.
No, well, that's all right. That's quite. That's, well, that could be your family tradition.
It's not going to hold your mince. It's not going to hold your beef ragu in.
Yeah. So I've got this pan, and when I say smoking hot, it's got the sort of the vapors coming off it. So you want to, and then tilt it away from yourself while it's smoking hot. Get that whisk your crepe batter in a bowl, but then put it into a jug, right? And then take that, tilt it at 45 degrees away from yourself, and then just swirl it all around. We're trying to do this with two hands, but I'm sure you can hear that, right? Swirl it all around, right? Mm-hmm. Just so, and then put it onto the heat, back onto the heat again, and you'll sort of see it drying out, really. You know, sort of dehydrating.
Yeah.
And then when you see that, about 30 seconds now, because just, I'm not going to toss this, I'll just take it and that's it. And then just toss it, flip it over. I sometimes just even use my finger, just peel it away and then just flip it and it'll come over.
And it's, and when then, you see the wee, it's when you see the wee bubbles.
Wee bubbles.
Yeah.
And this actually, it's sort of more, they dissipate really with the crepe batter. It's not the same as the other fluffy ones. So just, you sort of, you know yourself, you can sort of see it cooking. Flip it over, give it another minute. The other thing is, do not like put a pile of oil into the pan. Get a wee bit of kitchen paper and wipe the hot pan with the oil.
Yeah.
You know, so don't put it into a cold pan, hot pan, wipe it with the oil and that's all. If it's a non-stick pan or a well-seasoned pan, you're good to go. And pile those up in between greaseproof paper or kitchen roll to stop them sticking.
Uh-huh.
And so that, get that done first, and then this ragu. So minced beef, everybody loves it. Seal that off, really nice hot pan again. Get the mince sealed up. I've put onions, garlic, really small amount of diced carrot, celery as well, a bay leaf if you have it, tomato puree. Cook all that down, and then tin tomatoes, beef stock, red wine, tablespoonful of Worcester sauce because I like that. Bit of salt and pepper, and you know, if you can leave that on and just simmering away for a couple of hours, or put it into the oven or put it into your slow cooker and cook it very slowly until you get a really lovely rich thick ragu. Mm-hmm. But I can't say you can make a really quick ragu, but it's not the same, John. You want to really get that all just
reduced,
simmering
down
away, and then you lift it up and it's so rich, and it's like there's no hardly any liquid in it, and that's exactly what we want here.
Aye, because you don't want a runny. You don't want
a
runny ragu.
No, you do not. You want a really, really thick. Yeah, that's today's saying, right? You don't want a runny ragu. And then just take a pancake and put a good, you know, blob. Sort of look at the mixture and divide it. And that mixture, the recipe I've given you, makes about 8 to 10 pancakes.
Okay.
So how many you get out of it, sort of look at the mixture and think, divide it by 8 or 10 in your head. And take that and put a blob in the middle, and then just fold that over like it's a wee parcel. And put it into a tray. The first thing you need to, before that actually, cheese sauce you need to put into the bottom of your baking tray.
Mm-hmm.
And cheese sauce, just a bechamel. So butter, flour, mix it up together. Mix the flour, melt the butter, add the flour, and then that's hot, John, and then you always do cold. So if you've got hot roux, you do cold milk. And if your roux's cold, you have hot milk.
Just do it.
I put a wee bit of nutmeg in it and then some cheese. Mix all up, let it cool a wee bit, and then put in an egg yolk. You don't have to, but it just gives you a lovely fluffy sauce at the end.
And is that the sort of sauce, could you use that sauce for lasagna if you were making a lasagna?
Yes. Okay. This is essentially a lasagna, but you're putting pancakes instead of
pasta. Yeah.
And then just put a spoon, just cover the bottom of your baking dish with some of that sauce. Put your parcels of mince crispelli on top of it, and then the rest of the cheese sauce over the top. And then you can just put a wee bit of cheese in that and then into the oven. And you can have them all made in advance. Do you know, the other thing that's nice, if you have individual dishes,
mm-hmm.
The dishes go into the oven, you could do individual ones and then just bring them out as a starter, you know. So do you remember there used to be a really fantastic restaurant in Belfast like a million years ago? I think it was called Froggatties, and they just to do different types of pancakes, savoury.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just, you know, and it was always open when everywhere else wasn't open, and you could always get like, you know, pancakes and a glass of wine at like mm-hmm. 1 in the morning, mm-hmm. you know. So it was, and I always think there's that nostalgia with pancakes, isn't there?
As soon as you go and start doing this, you will be saying to yourself, why do we not make more crepes and pancakes or whatever? Because
why is there not an international
sweet
house
ones,
of pancake in this country?
Well, is it still going in America?
Oh, big time. Yeah. I mean, why? But, you know, the thing about it is, every time you make pancakes, like savoury pancakes, and I sometimes do this with like chicken and leek and, you know, nice mustardy, you know, chive sauce or anything like that. And you make them and you come them out of the oven, especially see when you put that egg yolk into your cheese sauce, it makes extra bubbly and that cheese, and that comes out and it's just fantastic looking thing. Why do we keep it for one day of the year?
Yeah, and serve it with a nice just, crisp salad.
Exactly. Glass of red wine, there you are. Recreating my youth.
It sounds delicious, I have to say. No, really, really delicious. We have a question. Let me see. There's a Pearl has said, Paula's great. Pearl, thank you so much for that. She loved the Billy Joel. Saw him on the award show. Very talented star and loves the show. And Paula's just great. There's Paula. Brilliant. Does Paula know the old way of making the pancakes? Was it with buttermilk or with sweet milk?
Well,
was it always, did we used to make pancakes just with buttermilk?
I think it was buttermilk because, again, it was that one of those ways of, same as with the soda fars, it was of using up the, when you made the butter, you had the buttermilk. And the other thing about it is, you know the way that buttermilk's got a bit of acid in it? And that's sort of what creates, you know, when you add that to your baking soda, you get acid, alkali, and then you get the carbon dioxide, and that's the fluff from it. So I think, but if you could use sweet milk, and it's a great way, you know, if you're looking at your milk in the fridge and you think, oh, that's out of date today, put a wee bit of vinegar in it. Like, you know, but a teaspoonful of vinegar to a pint of milk, leave it for 10 minutes. That'll sort of recreate the same action that buttermilk does.
Never thought of that.
So never if you've got so you can't so if you want if you don't or if you don't have think oh I don't have any buttermilk don't go run to the shops just put a teaspoonful of white vinegar don't put your good balsamic into it you know when you're just the cheap stuff
aye you know, and another question it's a long question but the thing of it is if you're making mince in something like this do you still have to brown it? Do you know what I mean? Do you still have to seal it off?
I
or
think
can you
so,
just turf
John.
It in and let all the
no I think it's nice to brown it off. See, the thing about it is, you know, the whole thing about when you're cooking something like this, you're just building up layers of flavor. So if you seal off the mince, you know, in a really really hot pan, what you're doing there is you're caramelizing the sugars in the meat. It's the same as my steak into a cold pan. And we would never do that.
Yeah.
So just because it's mince, still give it a bit of respect, you know? And then, you know, we like mince in this country. And then you're layering up your flavours, you get your onion and your vegetables in there, and then get them cooked down, and that'll take, they'll take up the flavour of the mince, and then get your liquid ingredients in. But no, I think seal it off. Look, it's, you know, the other thing too, when you don't seal it off, you have the chance that you get that old grey foamy
it's
stuff.
The grey colour, yeah, exactly.
So yes, so don't, I know you're going to hide all this in your pancake, but look, do it right.
Yeah,
it'll taste better.
If you're
going to
do it right. Exactly. Kind of a busy week for anybody fancies their cooking between Pancake Tuesday, Valentine's Day, and then the Chinese New Year tonight as well. It's going to be a lot
that
of
that always happens, doesn't it? Always happens, they happen in threes.
Valentine's Day is not always as close. Is it because Easter's early?
No,
that Valentine's
it's
Day
because
is right
Easter's
beside?
Early.
Aye.
I do remember it happening a couple of years ago. I'm thinking, of course, you know, normally you sort of think, oh, I've got it spread out, and I can do Pancake Week this week and Valentine's. So, but then sure, that's a nice thing to do for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, that'll be, you can make your pancakes on the Tuesday and have them done. Have them done.
Absolutely.
For
have them in, have them ready.
Yeah.
And just put them in, have your salad ready to dress.
There you go. All sorted. There you are. Recipes on the website. Paula, thanks so much.
Thanks a
Enjoy
million,
Enjoy your
John.
Crisp belly with beef ragu and that lovely cheesy sauce. And we'll talk to you again soon.
That'll do. Oh, well, no, I'll see you next week.
Oh, right, you're coming in next week.
Yes.
Happy days. Do you know what you're making?
Send me requests.
Well, that's a dangerous statement to it. I'll put together a kind of a taster menu, I think.
A shortlist.
A 7-part taster menu, and we'll fill this studio with people, and that's brilliant. Looking forward to
that.
So
next week's programme will have seven.
Next week's programme will be no stories. It'll just be you cooking from 11 to 1, basically.
All
Sounds
right.
class.
Brilliant.
Thanks
All right,
a million,
I'll
Paula.
See you next week, John.
Take care. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this, you know, moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.